Welcome, great people, to March 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson.
I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because I am on a mission from Uncle Sam to make history as fun and exciting as one could possibly make a history podcast. By the way, if you're listening to this on iTunes, just so you know, I love a good review. So do me a solid and give me one. I assembled the show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. By the way, if you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines.
I'll talk about the Long Beach earthquake.
The U.S. Court of Appeals will rule that Thomas Edison did not invent the movie camera, the invention of one of the first copy machines, and the telephone circuit switch.
And the Oki noodling video is released to prepare for the annual Oklahoma Festival.
All right, now let's get started.
1933, 6.3 earthquake hits Long Beach. Not a particularly heavy one on the Richter scale, but enough to kill around 115 people and cause around $40 million of property damage due to unreinforced masonry along the Newport-Inglewood fault line all the way down to Laguna Beach. Good thing school wasn't in session that particular day, because that unreinforced masonry was the cause that incurred the most amount of damages, as they were thrown off their foundations. The amount of casualties were due to a lot of folks fleeing their locations, only to get struck by falling wreckage. The aftermath would lead to the Field Act a month later, which tightened structural safety and support regulations on building codes. Author F. Scott Fitzgerald made a reference to the Long Beach earthquake in his 1941 book, The Last Tycoon.
Moving on to invention and patent news. 1902. The United States Court of Appeals rules that Thomas Edison did not invent the movie camera. Edison, of course, gave us the phonograph, kinetograph, and other things. And in this case, the court actually did give him credit for inventing the sprocket system that moved perforated film through the camera. In other patent news, 1903 in Cleveland, Harry Gammeter patents multigraph duplicating machine. It was basically a very early copy machine. 1891, Alman Stroger, an undertaker in Topeka, Kansas, patented the Stroger switch, which was a device that led to the automation of telephone circuit switching. Now, why would an undertaker be messing around with phone technology? Because, get this, he came up with the idea when he started losing clients to a competing funeral home. Turned out, he discovered the funeral operator's wife was a telephone dispatcher who was intercepting Stroger's phone calls and redirecting them to her husband's funeral home. Talk about putting the fun in funeral, right? 1849. Abraham Lincoln applied for a patent for a device to lift a boat over shoals and obstructions. He is the only U.S. president to have applied for a patent. 1791, John Stone from Concord, Mass. patented the pile driver, brought new meaning to the term hit the road.
2001, Oki noodling is released. Thanks to this video, everyone outside of Oklahoma can see how real men catch fish. And now anyone can flock to Paul's Valley and noodle his or her hearts out. Noodling is the sport of catching fish with your bare hands. According to the website, this event is the only sponsored noodling tournament in the world and has resulted in the sport's popular success through shows like Hillbilly Handfishing on Animal Planet and Mudcats on the History Channel. Noodling was even featured on an episode of King of the Hill. So there's four categories of noodling: scuba, women's, natural, and 17 and under. And there's a few basic rules. The fish must be caught within 36 hours of the deadline, must be alive when brought into the weigh-in, can be caught within any lake in the entire state of Oklahoma, and no stringers, rods, or reels. But people get sneaky sometimes.
How does the committee prevent folks from turning in the same fish at different competitions? These days, the tournament has a new method of preventing cheating, a polygraph.
Yee-haw!
And that's it for March 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in to tomorrow's program. We'll talk about Civil War news with Lincoln and General McClellan, the Great Blizzard of 1888, Chief Tokahama signing up with the Baltimore Orioles, FDR signing the Lend-Lease Act, and plenty of NCAA March Madness news. Classic stuff. Check it out. In the meantime, be sure to go on the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you think about the show. Do you agree or disagree with some of the things that I've said? And be sure to follow me on Facebook and Twitter, JDUSHL. And until then, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. See you tomorrow.